Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Yud Ches, the 18th daf here in Maseches Chala, and we are on Yud Zayin and Mabez. We started last time the second perek of Maseches Chala, daf and a half ago, perek Peiros Chutz Laretz, and we spoke about Tvua that goes from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, plus the Halacha. Rabbi Akiva says that it always goes by the Gilgal, whenever the Chi of the dough is made, so that's when it... It is determined, while Rebbe Eliezer, we had two different versions. We had in the Mishnah, where Rebbe Eliezer only argued on the Seifa. Everybody agreed that if Gilgal is done in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Chiv and Chala. And then we had the different version of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, Rebbe Eliezer is consistent. And Rebbe Eliezer says that you always go where it grows, always where it grows. Maybe it's more similar to a regular mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. So then we got into on Yud Zayin Mabez. We got into the discussion of when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan, and that was a little tricky those couple of days, because what do you do with the new grain, right? You come into Eretz Yisrael, you haven't brought the Karban HaOmer yet, so what are you allowed to eat? So that's where Rabbi Yonah asked Rabbi Yirmiyah when they came in and they found Kama Lecha, they found nice, fresh, moist grain, is that Asa Mishum Chadash? Remember we said, the question was, we mentioned the Chassam Sofer, question was that, because at the time that this grain took root, there was no Isra of Chadash yet, but Isra weren't even in Eretz Yisrael yet, so it wasn't relevant. So shall we say that now it becomes Asr, Mishum Chadash, because you know it hasn't you haven't brought the Omer yet? And Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, Lama lo? Yeah, for sure it's going to be Asr. Even last year's Afili Yavesha. So he said, yeah, even last year's Afili Yavesha, Afili Kutsura, even if it's totally cut and there's... And you have it in piles. Even chitin ba'aliyah, even wheat in the attic, meaning all grain, even if it's cut already from last year, it's still going to be aser mishum chadash. So the and we spoke about how does that relate to the other safek. Remember the case in Maseches Chulin on Daf Yud Zayin. The Chassam Sofer noted, if you have Evarim, limbs of Basar Nechira that you brought into Eretz Yisrael, when that becomes Asar, but in the Gemara, what the question that is asked is, so what did they do for matzah that year? That's the Kasha. Kach ani omer lo yochlu Yisrael matzah b'lelei HaPesach. Did they eat matzah that year? Because all their grain was Asar Mishum Chadash. So what did they do? And, as we'll see, the mon ran out. So you want to say they use the mun for matzah? Are you allowed to use the mun for matzah? Right? I don't think that's called avodas yad or avodas mechona. They didn't do anything with it. So to use a davar shel nes for matzah, you know what they do all the years? I don't know what they do all the years when mun was the they didn't bring the Karan Pesach all those years. What about the mitzvah of matzah is independent? I don't know. But that's the question of the Gemara. So if you're telling me that all grain that they came in was Usser mishum the Omer, and the Omer is only brought on the second day of Pesach, and you have to eat the matzah on the first day of Pesach, then you're stuck. What do you do for this mitzvah? So the Gemara basically gives three or so answers to this question. Kiddushin. So says the answer number one. Amar Rabbi Yonah min denafkis. When Rabbi Yonah says, when I left, Rabbi Yonah was the one talking to Rabbi Yirmiyah in this regard. So he says, when I left, I'm like, oh, I should have given a different answer. I had another answer that I could have given. Min denafkis tahis. I regret it. I was upset to lo amrislay that I didn't tell him. Shan yehi shemitzvah saseh doche lemitzvahs lo saseh. What about Asi Docha Lo Saseh? Why didn't I tell him Asi Docha Lo Saseh? Right, that's a simple. The mitzvah of matzah will be Docha the Lo Saseh of Chadash. Right, and then for Asi Docha Lo Saseh. So I don't know why I didn't say that. So that's answer number one. What they do? Asi Docha Lo Saseh. And again, that is a big topic as itself. Before we even talk about that, I just saw one of the acronym in the back, the Shalom Yerushalayim says, I have another option. And maybe because this was not suggested, maybe that proves something. There is a long Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah that talks about, we know, discusses a little bit on Shabbos, if somebody eats an Isser, Shalok Kederach Achilaso, not a normal way. If somebody takes a pig IV, so that's not an Isser Daraisa. If Shalok Kederach Achilaso, it's not going to be an Isser Daraisa. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix, is there a mitzvah? What if I do a mitzvah, Shalok Kederach Achilaso? I eat matzah shalok derechik laso. Do I get the mitzvah? I didn't eat it in the normal way. Is it the same rules? So he says, well, if you would get the mitzvah, if you would get the mitzvah if you eat it in the abnormal way, the Gemara could have suggested that. Right? If you eat the chadash for matzah, shalok derech achilaso, you're not going to get the isser of chadash because isser of shalok derech achilaso is not a daraisa, while the mitzvah of matzah maybe is. You do get the credit. Unless that proves, like the other side of the Mishnah Melech, that you're not going to get the credit, so it's not going to help you. See, he just has that ha'ara. Niskashu rabim, yamrina de mitzvah sase mekayim ba'ocha shalok derech achila, imkein, amai lo achlu shalok derech achila, umakayim ha'mitzvah sase, v'lover alo sase. So maybe this proves the other side. Okay. But either way, asi dochalos asi. This is the first suggestion of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, al daite, we'll talk about asi dochalos asi in a minute, but first let's continue. Al daite de Rabiona, this Rabiona that has this suggestion is really l'shitaso. Because, and this is the following, is not in the Bavli. It says only in the Yerushalmi. This ha'ara about this sugya. Do amar mitzvahs asay doche los asay, we skip the bays, aval pishe neksuva betzida nicha. Rabbi Yona holds that you kazi asay doche los asay, even where the asay and the los asay are not written next to each other. Right, so here too, chadash and matzah are nowhere near each other. Right, and therefore the matzah is in bow, and chadash is much later in Vayikra. So if you say asay chalos asay works, even if it's not next to each other, that's why Rabbi Yonah has the suggestion. Al daiti de Rabbi Yosi, but if you say like Rabbi Yosi, du amar ein mitzvahs asay doche le mitzvahs lo sasay ela imkenai saksuva betzida? Question mark. But if you would say like Rabbi Yosi that asay chalos asay is only said if they're written next to each other, so then you wouldn't be so quick to say asidah chalos asay in this context, because they're not written next to each other. Why would they have to be written next to each other? What's the reason for that? There are actually 2 days here in the Mara Fulda. What does it mean written next to each other here? Does that mean literally written next to each other? Right? Kiddushin. There are other examples of tzitzis and shatnas. There are asidah chalos asay written next to each other, or not. So that's one shot. That's the simple shot that it's mamish written. Like the Bar Fulda says, kaseh the tzitzis the samach lalav the lo silba shatnas. Why would you need that? Why would you need that? So there is a major lumdish question about how do you view asidah chalos asay, and you might not view it the same way by each case. Might have viewed the same way by each case. For example, well, let's just say, what are the two approaches? They're formulated as what we say, hutra and dechuya. Meaning, when we see asay decha lo sasay, it doesn't mean that the lo sasay still exists. There is a lo sasay, but I'm allowed to violate. I push off the lo sasay. That's the language of the words. Asay docha lo sasay, the Maharik picks up on that lashon. The fact that we say asay docha lo sasay means that the lo sasay exists, and therefore, I'm allowed to do it because it's pushed aside by the asay. Or do I say no, what we would call hutra? Again, these lashonos are not used in the Gemara by a hutra, which means when there is a asay, the lo sasay doesn't exist. Kahai gavna lo amru. The Torah never meant this lo sasay to exist when you're doing the mitzvah. It's not like you're doing an asay versus a lo sasay. It doesn't exist. Right? We just discussed this a few days ago in the shiur by heter ochel nefesh on yontif. Right, the 3 different approaches, hutra techuya, or not even bechlal the iser. So you have a similar idea here. So is it hutra or techuya? The Rishonim all have different formulations. The most clear formulation of hutra is Rabbeinu Nisim Gon. Rabbeinu Nisim Gon quoted on the daf on the bottom of Shabbos Kuflam Gimel, where he discussed asi dechalos asay there. Eimer damina lasi lochas asay. He talks about there. What about a los asay yishbo kares? So he quotes you the lashon. I think it's on Ahmed Beis here. He says, Inyin Bashiak Damnu, Shas Harash Alav, Kach Nemar Miyuchedes. The Lav is Miyuchad, it's special, it's limited. V'chiyatzivui shall asay t'naihuba. The tzivui of the asay is like a condition in the Avera. And if you have that, then there's no aveira. V'chein amru mechalemos yumasu v'yom hashabbos shnei kvasim b'nei shana shnei b'dibur echa nemru ervas eishes achicha v'yevama yavo aleha shnei b'dibur echa nemru mashiyef shal basar v'adam lomar shtayim achazir elakim shtayim du shamati komakom. He continues and he says it's a tnai. It's a tznai. See if you guys say another lashon here. He says it a few times here. Look, if I don't find it, but davar miyuchad sheyichto hakasef, that it only exists where the asay does not exist. But if the asay is there, then aver doesn't apply at all. So if those are the two approaches. So maybe that relates to the svara. What does Reb Yossi say? They have to be written next to each other. Why would you need that? Why would you need them next to each other? It could be because one plays off the other, and that's a built-in limit to the other one, right? Sitzes, you know, when there's sitzes, there's no shanis. That's what have to be written next to each other, right? If they're not written next to each other, so maybe that's tchuya. You have an assay. Whatever you do, they say, okay, the los assay is there, but you push it off. So it could be that this is related to that. The biggest raya, which is a big problem for the shita, let's say, called Hutra, is Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish in Yivam Mustaf Chaf, which says, Azi Dechalos Aseh is only when it's impossible otherwise. Meaning, Efshar, if it's possible to do the Aseh without violating the Los Aseh, that's what you have to do. You only say Azi Dechalos Aseh where Ein Breira, right? You have to do Bris Milah, and there's a piece of there's a Tzarah spot on the foreskin. So Ein Breira, you have to do it, Azi Dechalos Aseh. So that's a problem for the Shita of Hutra. One also might be machalik between cases where you always have to say Aseh Dechalos Aseh versus cases where sometimes it comes up. By Yibum, there's always Aseh Dechalos Aseh. The essence of the mitzvah is a man marrying his brother's wife, which is an Isser Kares. So there always you're pushing off the Los Aseh. So there you really might say a Hutra type of approach. Right, or Big Day Kahuna. Some of the Big Day Kahuna is Shatnes. So when the Kohen wears Big Day Kahuna, it's not just a happen to coincide. So you might be machalik between those types of cases. Tosfos in Yevamos has a lashon like that avodaso bekach. And you can't compare that to regular other cases of Asi Docha Lo Sase. That's one view. The Mara Fulda, though, has a second idea. He quotes from the Rash. He quotes, maybe this when the Gemara says here that it's written next to each other, it doesn't mean next to each other, it just means written post Har Sinai. And what it means is, if you have a mitzvah asay that's given before Har Sinai, and a mitzvah los asay that's given after Har Sinai, then you can't say asay docha los asay. Because what's the svar of asay docha los asay? Hashem gave us a package deal. So Hashem knows. Hashem gives us this mitzvah, and he gives us this los asay, and he knows that sometimes, even though there's going to be a los asay, you're going to be able to do the mitzvah, even though you're going to violate the los asay. But if the mitzvah was given before Har Sinai, then and the law was given after Har Sinai, then who says that the mitzvah should apply even when you're doing the Avera? The mitzvah was given when there was no Avera. Maybe when there's an Avera, you don't do the mitzvah. Right? Who said? So that's the second day of the Arafulda. It's called the mitzvah lefnei adibur. Varash pirish efshar desir le Rabbi Yossi, davka kan da asei de mitzvahs ne'emra, de matzos ne'emra b'mitzrayim. Velos asei de chadash lo nitztave elami biyasan laretz. Laka chashev le eino kosev bitzido. Ava b'chala Torah kula modeh. Right, it could be that the whole issue is not whether it has to mamish be written right next to it, but it has to be given at the same time frame. Meaning, if it's both given before Har Sinai, so then that could work, or after Har Sinai. But one before, one after, then there's no raya that you would say asi dechalos asay in that case. Okay, that's Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi, whether you would say that, but that is first option about what Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar. First option is that it must be that they used the principle of asi dechalos asay. That's what Rabbi Yona would say, and that's how they ate matzah that year. They violated, so to speak. They pushed off the Isser of Chadash. That is number one. What are other options? What are other options that they did? So now the Gemara answers. Ma shahayu tagre goyim mochrim lahem. Whatever the non-Jewish merchants that were passing by sold them. You have to add in the detail. That they had brought from Chutz Laretz. Because we just mentioned that it could be that goyim in Eretz Yisrael, but right now, remember we had on yesterday's daf, right, Lazaracha Nasati, unbelievable, Drasha, we spoke a lot about that it was already belonged to them. So it has to be that the non-Jewish merchants brought from Chutz Laretz, and they were walking through, so that's what they used. That's what they used. There was no Isser of Chadash on those. And you could use that for matzah. Mashe Tagare Goyim Mochrim Lahem. That is number two. interesting ha'ara on that suggestion. The Makar Chaim. The Makar Chaim is the Nesivus's sefer on Hilchas Pesach. On Hilchas Pesach. The Makar Chaim, Nesivus was very prolific, as we always mention. The Nesivus is his most famous sefer. Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, he wrote the Nesivus on Choshe Mishpah, but he wrote on everything. He wrote the Chavos Das on Yerodea, the Taurus Gittin on Maseches Gittin, and Beis Yaakov on Ksubis, and he wrote the Makar Chaim here on Hilchas Pesach on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tafnun Gimel, that's the halacha, that's the simon of Shmura Matzah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chadchila, you should try to guard the matzah from becoming wet from Shas Kitzira, from the time you harvest it. From the time you harvest it, that's what we call shmura matzah. Hachidim shows to be a matzah's mitzvah tov l'shamem shalo yiplo le mayim mishas ketzira. Ula fachos mishas techina. And at least from when it is ground, when it is made into flour. From the moment it is made into flour, then you have to. V'ubishas atchak mutu lidikabach man ashok. And shas atchak, you're allowed to buy flour from the shuk. We don't pass in that way, bizman hazeh. Because nowadays, the flour is produced with water, and therefore, you can't just buy regular flour. And that's why flour is called, regular non-kosher Pesach flour is considered chametz gomor, according to many, because it's mamish had liquid. But at least mishas techina. And then shmura matzah is mishas ksira. So at the end of the simon, the Nesivus quotes the Prichadash, Hifriz alamida, lomar, she'eno yotze klal b'chitim she'en shmur mishas ketzira. The Prichadash says, if you don't have a matzah that's guarded from water, mishas, the harvesting, you're not yotze. Says the Nesivus, that's negative, you're not yotze. You want to say it's not the highest level of shmur matzah, fine. But to say you're not yotze, v'u neged kala poskim, rishonim v'achronim. He says it's neged all the poskim. And then he quotes one makar. He says one makar, I'll prove to you one makar that you don't need a mishas ketzira. Look in the Yerushalmi, Maseches Chala, beginning of the second parak. What does it say there? They bought it from the non-Jewish merchants. It wasn't guarded Mishas Ketzira, right? These merchants are going around with the grain. He says, Mavur Behevya. He says, Beferish, She'enum Akiv Avshalom Nishra, Mishas Ketzira. Unbelievable. That one line he quotes, our Yerushalmi, in Chala, to prove that you don't need at least be the Eved, Shas Kitziras. That is answer number two. So what did they do with matzah that year? So either the Asi Dechalos Asay, or we say the Tagarim, they bought it from the Goyim who had brought stuff from the Chutz Laaretz. And number three, Ukarebi Yish, and therefore there was no Isra of Chadash there, because it was from Chutz Laaretz and then from the Goyim. And number three, Ukarebi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds, the Isra of Chadash didn't kick in until 14 years later. The Rabbi Yishmael Amar, Kol Bios Shenamru Batorah, La'achar Arba Esrei Shana Namru, Shevesh Akivshu, V'Shevesh Achilku. So maybe the Isra Chadash only started 14 years later, Mitzvah Matzah started right away, and therefore that first year, you didn't have a problem of Chadash. If you look in Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin, Tosfos and Kiddushin deals with this question of, they quote this, Tosfos quotes, B'Yerushalmi Maksha. Yerushalmi Maksha, right? Are Yerushalmi? Lama lo achlu matzah mechadash v'yavo asay de'eberav tochlu matzahs v'yitchalos asay de'chadash. Right? Number two question. So the Yerushalmi, this is how he quotes the Yerushalmi. Umetareitz de'ein asay de'kodem hadibur do'chalos asay de'acher hadibur. Right? Asay do'chalos asay, that's how Tosfos interprets the line that we just said. Right, the line that we just said of written samuch, that's how Tosfos interprets asay and los asay before and after the dibur. Inami, so you just read the Tosfos. Most of us read Tosfos and don't look up the Yerushalmis. But if you look in Tosfos, he quotes as inami, you think Tosfos is quoting the Yerushalmi for the inami, but it's not. We just read the Yerushalmi. So it's not right here, maybe it's elsewhere, but maybe it's Tosfos themselves. Inami, yeshlomar digzera, kizayas rishon atu kizayas sheni. Gzeira, fine, the first kezayis is asi dochalos asay. But when you get to the second kezayis, there's no more mitzvah. And if there's no more mitzvah, you don't say asi dochalos asay anymore. You're just doing the aveira, which is just doing stam matzah shel rishus. And therefore, you don't say asi dochalos asay there. Which relates to a topic that came up just recently. Really? The second kezayis of matzah is not the mitzvah of matzah? Once I eat a kezayis of matzah on the night of Pesach, I'm done. And everything else is extra. It's matzah shel rishus. Remember the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah in Perek Vav? The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah say to eat matzah the night of Pesach. Once you eat a kezayis, you're done. But the Achronim or Medayik, Rav Sternbach and others, whatever matzah you eat on the night of Pesach is part of the mitzvah. So that's a huge chiddush. You want to say tosas means, oh, even if it's part of the mitzvah, it's not part of the mitzvah strong enough to be doche, the lo sasei, that would be difficult. If you say it's part of the mitzvah, like we said, you're able to do mitzvahs in a minimal way, but you're also able to do mitzvahs in a maximal way. And if I choose to do the mitzvah in a maximal way, that's not going to be strong enough. That's not like, you know, where do we say such a gzeir? Where does Tosas get this lashon from? He gets it from probably, right, the Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says there, in cases of Yibum, right, let's say a Kohen's brother dies, and his brother happens to be the Kohen Gadol, and his brother dies, and now an Amana. So now, does he do Yibum to his brother? He's a Kohen Gadol. So, Asi Dovalosa say, Mitzvah of Yibum can be Dovalosa say of Amana. So Tosfos says, yeah, what about Biashnia? What about Biashnia? First Bi is Yibum. But after that, there's no more Yibum. So that's a separate Maisa Bia. You're not going to say there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, you know, every time. You could say, once there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, maybe she becomes Ishto L'chol Davar. But that's, so you have that Bia Rishon to be Yishniya. But here, Kazayis Rishon to Kazayis Sheini. Really? Tosfos is assuming that the second Kazayis is not part of the Mitzvah of Matzah? That's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Okay. But that's the, that's it. There is another answer given, which we're not going to go through the whole thing now. But again, we spoke about this in the Shabbos Hagadol Drash a couple years ago. There's an Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. That is another idea of why Aseh Dochalos Aseh wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? So he develops the idea that Aseh Dochalos Aseh only works when you have like mitzvahs and averus. In his lashon, if you have a mitzvah shel chefza and an lo saseh shel chefza, or a mitzvah ala gavra and a lo saseh ala gavra, and he develops the idea that the Bavli doesn't even suggest asi docha lo saseh. Why? Because he thinks that the Yerushalmi has it. Because he thinks maybe the Yerushalmi holds that the mitzvah, the iser of chadash, is an iser gavra. The mitzvah matzah is for sure an iser gavra. Mitzvah shel agavra. It's not a mitzvah that the matzah shall be eaten. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Right, by karbanos, Achronim have the lashon Beis Halevi that the mitzvah is for the karbanos to be eaten, except Karban Pesach is a mitzvah to eat the karban. But by matzah, for sure, it's a mitzvah like Avra. So suggest the Ar Sameach there with many proofs. The Yerushalmi thinks that the Isser of Chadash is also Isser Gavra, and therefore you could have the suggestion of Asi Dechalos Asay. The Bavli doesn't even suggest it because the Bavli thinks the Isser Chadash is an Isser Chepsa, and the Mitzvah Matzah is an Isser Gavra, and therefore you know you can't say Asi Docha Los Asay. Okay, we continue. There's a lot here, but let's continue. Hey, Sev Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana, the Haksiv Vayochlu. But 1 second, the pasuk says. Here the pasuk says in Yehoshua when they came in Perakei Vayochlu Me'avura Aretz, they ate from the produce of the land Mimachras HaPesach, from the day after Pesach. It's always unclear what does Pesach mean, because Erev Pesach is the day that we sacrifice the Karban Pesach. The night of Pesach is the day that we eat the Karban Pesach. So when it says the day after, right, Pesach, so we know what it means in Parshas Emor, but what does it mean here in Yoshua? So lo b'shisha asar, doesn't it mean the day after the eating of the Pesach? The day after the 15th, which means the 16th. Which means the 16th is the day they ate from the new crop. Meaning they didn't eat from the new crop on the 15th. Right, maybe why? Because it must be the Surah of Chadash. Right, isn't that the DX? The Gemara answers no. Who says that's what it means? Hesiv, Reb Elazar bar Yosi, Kumi Reb Yosi. What does it mean there? Doesn't that mean the day after the Hakravas HaPesach, the day after the 14th, right? So if the day after the Hakravas HaPesach, so therefore the Omer was not needed. They already ate from the Yibol they needed the Omer and they ate it on the 15th. Loba bechamisha asar, right? So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, just add in, and it's based on the Mara Folda, but I'll read it from Rav Chaim Kanievsky for a minute. Loba chamisha asar, yatsu mi mitzrayim. Ela al karchach mi masrach sa pesach tchsiv la me achilas matzah, Pesach Kamar, Elami Machar Shchitas HaPesach. The day after the Shchita, Shepesach Nishcha B'Yudalid, Pesach Shadar on Yudalid, Ubetesvav Yasu, 15th day went out, V'yem Kein HaChanami, Dichsimi Machar HaPesach, B'Tesvav Kamar, Shishchilu Lechol Me'avor Aretz, B'Tesvav, on the 15th, Mishum Shishuk Lechol Matzah, they had to eat Matzah, V'chol Memshon Hashem Midrach, Achlu Matzah Mitagarin Achrim, V'yad Tesvav, Lo Achlu. So what did they do for the 5 days in between? We're talking about all what they did the night of Pesach. But what they couldn't eat from the new grains? What did they do for 5 days? What did they do for 5 days? Shahayu chafitzim yoser bimun. There was still mun left over. Uba oso yom pasakamun. The mun stopped that day. The mun stopped. Remember, how long did the mun go for? Oh, the mun started, I think, Tezayin Iyar, 40 years before. So it ended right. It ended right then on Pesach. Va'akasav misaper shivcho shaman shi'avavisha alu be'asar lachodesh adayin lo achlu me'avar ha'aretz el achlu min aman ad shepasach. Ad shepasach. So says the Gemara. So that's the end. So again, we have a machlokes rish tanoim whether the Isra of Chadash applied right away, and a couple of different suggestions, what exactly they did that night. Was there an Isser of Chadash already, and therefore you had to do Asi Dohalos Asay, or Tagari over the Kohavim, or not, or they waited, and they had to eat from the new grain, and it was Asser, and they had to come up with a solution. Next, Yatsu Mikan, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, back in the beginning of the Perek, if you have grain that went out from here, Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, we're learning Yerushalmi, so Khan is Eretz Yisrael. So if you have grain that grew in Eretz Yisrael and then taken out to Chutz Laretz, that was and the Gilgal, the creation of the dough, was in Chutz Laretz. So we had a machlokes tanoim, if I made the dough in Chutz Laretz, whether there's a chiyuv. So Amri, Rebbe Lazar, min Asrei, Rebbe Akiva, min Asrei, and they're following Lishitaso, the pasuk that we already quoted on yesterday's daf. So they use that same pasuk to expand. Rebbe Elazar min Asrei. Remember Rebbe Elazar, my timer. Rebbe Elazar, lechem haaretz bechol makom shehu. Rebbe Elazar says lechem haaretz, only lechem haaretz. That's what Rebbe Elazar says. If you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, you're potter. But if you bring it out of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be chayef. Right? Lechem haaretz bechol makom, wherever it goes, because Rebbe Elazar goes by where it grew. For Rebbe Akiva min Asrei, he goes from his place, meaning his pasuk. My time with Rebbe Akiva, el aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama, and we emphasize shama tem chayavim, ein atam chayavim chutz laaretz. There, you're chayev in Eretz Yisrael, but if it's taken out and you make the dough there, then at least midoraisa there is a ptur. Good. Afar chutz laaretz v'chulus. What was this talking about? This was talking about the boat. The boat case. Remember, the boat came with dirt on the boat. And we said, based on the Gemara Maseches Gittin, either the boat has a hole in it and you have dirt to fill up the hole and therefore it has a direct connection, or the whole boat is made out of earthenware, made out of cheres. So either way, you have the dirt in the boat and something's growing in the dirt in the boat. The grain is growing in the dirt in the boat. So is that chayiv? Is that chayiv? That was a machlokes tanam that we had. Right? The Tanakama said, yeah, chayiv in maestros and in shvias. That was the language. Afar chutz la'aretz shabab b'sfina la'aretz. Chayev and maestros and shvias. Rebbe Yehuda? No. Only if the boat is stuck in the mud. Right? B'sfina gosheshes. Only if it's mamish touching. If it's just floating in the water, it's not good enough. Machlokas Tanakama and Rebbe Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kesaran b'shem Rebbe Chanina. Machlok b'machlokas. What's the machlokas about? How to understand the following pasuk. The pasuk says, wherever your foot trods on, that will be yours. Wherever your foot trods on. And if you look in the continuation of the pasuk, that's a general statement. First half of that pasuk. Wherever your foot trods on, what does that sound like? Wherever you go, even outside borders of Eretz Yisrael, it'll be yours. Because wherever your foot trods on, so that'll be yours. But then the end of the pasuk gives specific borders. So how do you put that together? The end of the pasuk says, "Mina midbar halvanon, mina nahar nahar pras, adayam acharon yegvulchem." So the pasuk says, "Wherever you go will be Eretz Yisrael, and this will be Eretz Yisrael." So it's kind of soser itself. So how do you understand that pasuk? So ein bichlau elamash beprat. So the first opinion says, really, it's what we call klalu prat. Klalu prat is limited. Ein bichlau elamash beprat, and really. Uka Rebbe Yehuda. And that's Rebbe Yehuda. That's like, what does Rebbe Yehuda say in our Mishnah? Only if the boat is stuck. Meaning, your dirt from Chutz La'aretz is not going to be able to create a Chiyuv of Challah. Right? Just like Rabbi Yehuda says here, if you go and trod on Chutz La'aretz, you're not going to make it more Eretz Yisrael, because you go Ein B'Challah Amash Me'prat, so too, the dirt that's brought from Chutz La'aretz. That's the Gemara's comparison. We compare the dirt from Chutz La'aretz, which Rabbi Yehuda says does not have Kedusha, unless it's touching, and the expansion of Eretz Yisrael. Mesivin, the Rabbanan ask and argue Rabbi Yehuda, they say no. In Bisvare Eretz Yisrael, you're telling me that this pasuk that we just read about Kol Makom, that's telling you the borders of Eretz Yisrael? So it's Ein B'Chlal Al Mashar Eprat? But we know that from a totally different pasuk. V'haksiv, mehamidbar v'halavanon hazeh, v'ad ha'nahar ha'gadol nahar pras, kol eretz achitim, v'ad ha'yam ha'gadol, mevo ha'shemesh yegvolchem. Right, so there's a whole pasuk in Sefer Yoshua that tells me the borders. So this first pasuk that we have in Dvarim, in Perak Yud Aleph, that can't be telling me the borders and be limiting, because you know that from already the pasuk in Yoshua. So, Ela im eino inyan l'svarei Eretz Yisrael, teneo inyan l'svarei Chutz La'aretz. Which means, you don't darshan it with klal uprat, as the Mefarshim explained, you do what's called ribuy u'miyet. Ribuy u'miyet, meaning you have a ribuy and a miyet, and there's a, you include more. You include more. Maybe the miyut is mima'it, the ribuy, a little bit, but you also include more. That's always throughout, whenever this machlokas comes up in Shas, the ribuy and the miyut is always including more. So what are we including? We're including the dirt. The dirt that comes, it's in the boat, that comes into the borders of Eretz Yisrael, like we said, within the imaginary line, so that is going to be included, and that's the root of the machlokas in our Mishnah, between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, right, based on how you understand the pasuk. Klal Prat or Ribu Yumiet. Says the Gemara one more line. Umeyata Masha Yadovet Holech Umechabesh Biharam Narayim Aram Sova Yuchayev Machala. One second. So according to the second opinion, remember what we call Kibush Yachid. Kibush Rabim, Kibush Yachid, we have the whole Sugi Mesech is Gittin. What David HaMelech conquers, so it should also have Kedusha. Because if you take called Midrach, literally, the Gemara answers no. There was a problem there, as Tosfos there quotes. Shan Yehi, Sheyadavid Meniach Sifari Eretz Yisrael, Lamachabe Sifari Chutz La'aretz. Not all of Eretz Yisrael was conquered. You could only expand once you have Eretz Yisrael conquered. Like Rav Salvation gave the mashal. You have an overflowing cup of wine. Only if it's full is it going to overflow. Right? If it's not full, if I pour wine into a half cup, filled cup, it's not going to overflow and expand the borders. So David HaMelech conquered those areas before the rest of all of Eretz Yisrael was conquered, and that's why this Hakdasha wasn't going to work. Okay, I'll have to stop there, and B'ezras Hashem, we will continue here, Maseches Challah, next time.